This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story about Spotify, which has been under a lot of criticism lately for COVID-19 disinformation. And this has led to big names, including musicians Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, leaving the platform in protest. So we look at what all of this means. So this essentially began a while ago, when Spotify decided to pay a really premium amount to have podcaster Joe Rogan on their platform. Joe Rogan, of course, has a huge following, is also essentially known for a very right-wing viewpoint of the world. And during the pandemic, really came under a lot of fire for spreading disinformation about the pandemic. So this has led to, it started with Neil Young. Removing his music from Spotify in protest of Joe Rogan remaining on Spotify. And this has then rapidly been followed by other musicians, namely people like Joni Mitchell. But it also we also are now hearing of people like Niels Lofgren, who is, of course, a member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Musician Perry Farrell tweeted saying that he plans to do the same. Author Breen Brown, who hosts a Spotify-exclusive podcast, also announced that they won't be releasing any more of their podcasts. So it's starting to take on a domino effect. And in response, Spotify released a statement yesterday saying that they're going to be placing COVID-19 advisories on the content that relates to the pandemic. But it brings about the question of whether this is enough and really what the responsibility is of a platform like Spotify when it comes to spreading disinformation, when it comes to allowing this sort of content to be disseminated to the public. Now, the latest update is that Joe Rogan has issued an apology. He defended his actions when it comes to his guests, but he did say that he intends to balance things out in his future content. This was via an Instagram video, and it's nearly 10 minutes long. You can watch it if you're interested. Doesn't necessarily say that he plans to do many things differently, and he calls what he says conversations. So, that's where we're at. We're talking about Spotify and the fact that a number of musicians are pulling out of the platform, given that they still are hosting Joe Rogan's podcast, which spread COVID-19 disinformation. We want to hear from you. Are you ready to say buy Spotify, which is the hashtag that's trending, incidentally? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to discuss this is Darshini Kandasamy, editor of Between the Lines. Darshini, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Sharmila.
So what were your thoughts when you first heard about Neil Young pulling his music out of Spotify?
Well, it's very Neil Young. But honestly, I think something like this is a long time coming. If it wasn't on Spotify, it would have been just another social media platform. This war against misinformation and this sort of divide against ownership of fact and opinion has really been brewing for quite a long time. So I'm not really surprised.
You said that so Neil Young, and I think that's interesting because you kind of would expect him to do something like this. Yeah. But other artists and other creators are actually now following suit. What do you make of this sort of collective movement?
Well, I think it can really be a force for good. It can be a force. I mean, the whole thing now that this issue has moved in a way beyond the issue of misinformation and has come on to the issue of commercial interests and who profits, right? So if done in the right hands, this sort of snowballing effect of movement can really bring about good change, especially against a streaming giant like Spotify, where, you know, a regular, like if I produce my own music and streamed it on Spotify, you know, it would have no effect whatsoever. Spotify would be like, yeah, goodbye, someone I do not know, right? In the wrong hands, it can really destroy someone's career. So that is why this issue has really gone on. I mean, people have been talking about the fact that Neil Young won't really lose any money. I don't know if this is true or not, but that is the conversation. And for better or for worse, it's moving away from the crux of the matter is, you know, social media giants' responsibility on moderating misinformation.
So what's interesting is that, of course, Spotify isn't quite like Facebook or Instagram. They're essentially known for music and content. How influential is a platform like Spotify when it comes to shaping opinions?
Spotify in itself, I mean, they claim that they are vehicles, correct? So they can say that we in ourselves, we are not propagating any one opinion. But where Spotify is influential is its reach. I mean, Joe Rogan itself, it's the most successful podcast they have, has estimated about 11 million followers. And that if you extend on the whole social media verse, you have 14 million on Instagram, for example, and so on and so forth. And so just the sheer number of people that you can reach on Spotify, that's where the influence comes in. And that's what makes it so dangerous. If just one piece of misinformation is out there and someone's influential is Joe Rogan, that's where the danger comes in.
And how significant is it that they've decided not to remove him from the platform despite all of this?
It is very significant. I mean, if you just compare the difference, basically when Neil Young removes himself from Spotify, you're removing his music. But Joe Rogan is not a musician. It's not someone who, yeah, we know he has this opinion, but when you take him out of Spotify, we're just not going to hear his music anymore. Joe Rogan actually has a podcast where the information itself is available on Spotify, right? And that is what is being allowed to go on. And a lot of social media platforms use this shield or this umbrella of saying freedom of expression and freedom of opinion to kind of divest themselves from this responsibility of moderating false information or just taking a harder stance because of the bottom line, which is the dollar, right?
No, so it's interesting that you bring that up because this has, of course, now brought up discussions on censorship and whether it's fair to silence someone like Joe Rogan. Where do we draw the line on that, especially when it comes to this issue of tackling disinformation?
That is a challenging question. I mean, you do have freedom of information is important, freedom of expression is very important, but there has to be a line between fact and opinion and conspiracies. And I think in this case, seeing the claims that were made by, you know, Robert Malone and Dr. Peter, there were very clear outdated information. There were very clear misleading information. And Joe Rogan did nothing at that point in time to address this or to even point out the fact. And the thing is, and that's how misinformation works. A lot of the time we spread information that we think is accurate, so we don't even think to check it, or it supports a bias that we have. So we don't even, you know, we can turn around and say, but to me, it was true. But I think someone as influential as Joe Rogan and a lot of people who produce content with that kind of freedom, you need to understand that you have responsibility to know what you are putting out there, to know the consequences of the information that you are putting out there. And in this day and age where we are supposedly very woke, to use a very young term, we can no longer say that, oh, you know, I'll do better next time. I didn't know. I think Joe Rogan knows very clearly the consequences of, you know, the information that he puts out. And it was very specific who he chose to have on his show.
In response to this, of course, Spotify has announced that they will be providing content advisories, links to information on COVID-19. Do you think this is sufficient on their part?
No, I don't. I think, we see that on Instagram. Anything that has COVID in it, you see a little banner that says, oh, for more information, please get up to date. You click on the link. Eventually, it just fades into the background. I ignore it, you know? So I don't think it's enough. I don't think it's enough. I think that, you know, especially since, you know, Spotify can't really claim that, oh, we are just the host of a program. We don't know what this person puts up. We're not responsible, because they actively sought Joe Rogan. They got him on. They basically commissioned this content, right? We want you on, knowing who he is and his brand of content. We want you. We're paying you $100 million to have this. So you have culpability. You have direct responsibility. You have direct link to getting these content up, you know? So just saying that, oh, you know, we'll tell people to lead, it's basically, again, putting the onus on consumers to do their own research. And everyone should. We should think before we share. We should think before we consume information. But you being the larger streaming giant, you having the bigger influence or the bigger reach, you can't just say, oh, it's, you know, we assume everyone knows what to do and we're going to wash our hands and just give you a minor link. It's like those, smoking kill signs on cigarette boxes. I don't know how effective those are, but that's essentially what this is.
We have just about a minute left, but what do we want to see from a platform like Spotify? How do they take responsibility?
I mean, in an ideal world, it would be principle first, you know, but end of the day, it's who makes the bigger profit, and they are going to do some serious soul searching and see in the long run where public sentiment lies. And that is where, when we spoke about earlier, the snowballing effect of large artist movements. So as more and more artists come forward, then it's going to realize that, oh, we stand to lose more from, you know, doing this or having this content up. But hopefully this would have another snowball effect where it will really cause social media platforms to think twice, to really think that, oh, you know, we can't just get by with the usual, oh, freedom of expression, or it doesn't meet this very nebulous, vague content standards that we have. So that's where, you know, the collective voice matters.
Darshini, thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.
That was Darshini Kandasamy, editor of Between the Lines, weighing in on Spotify and the fact that people like Neil Young are pulling out of the platform because of their support of Joe Rogan and COVID-19 disinformation. Do weigh in. And to close off the show, the man himself, here's Neil Young, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.